Bibles, let's open up to the book of Genesis, chapter number one. Book of Genesis, chapter number one. And I appreciate that good singing. You enjoy that good singing? What a blessing that is. Genesis chapter one, you're able to find that place. You'll be reading a text out of there. And then you hold your finger over in the book of Hebrews. That'll be where I'll be bringing the message from. If the Lord will help us this morning, I sure need His help. And I want you to pray for us that the Lord would help us, and certainly that God would draw out what He's put in. I'm trusting that He will. Bible says it like this in the gospel, or in the book of Genesis chapter 1, verse number 1, very familiar passage of Scripture. It'll be the only thing I'm going to read. It said, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Heavenly Father, I bow my head before You one more time. And Lord, we're so thankful to get to be in the house of God. Lord, I'm thankful to get a fellowship with other like-minded folk. And God, I'd pray for a few moments of time. Lord, we'd ask You that You'd help us, Lord. We're not interested in preaching in the energy of our flesh. And God, but I pray that for a few moments of time, Lord, I'd ask You to help me. And to God, I pray, Lord, that You'd just help it be as sweet. And God, standing here this morning as it was. Father God, when we've been studying about it, and God, whenever You've been helping me with it, and the Lord, even early this morning, God, just me and You, and God, I thank You so much. And God, I want to go on record of saying I'm glad I ain't got to be in the house of God. I to feel the presence of God. I to feel the good Spirit of God. And Lord, I'm glad that, Father, that where it's just me and You, I'm glad I've got somebody on the inside. And the God that gets to meeting with you. And Lord, I pray for a few minutes of time. Help me not to say anything contrary out of this precious book. But God, I pray, may the Savior be exalted. And the Lord will be satisfied. And God, that You'll do every work that needs to be done. And Father, we love You. We thank You. Ask You all these favors in the lovely name of Christ. Amen and amen. And boy, I like how my Bible starts. I like Genesis chapter 1. Verse 1, I thank God in the beginning. I mean, what a statement. And all of a sudden, God, who steps out of nowhere and onto nothing, and He speaks everything, I mean, into something, and without using anything. Amen. I mean, ain't nobody like Him. I thank God He didn't have to have materials. He didn't need nobody's advice. He counseled not with anybody else. And no, God, out of the own counsel of His own will. I just stepped out and spoke the words. And what you see, I thank God it's what there was. I want you to watch what He says about it. And you may just be patient with us, and the message will be short. But here the Bible says this. And verse number 12, He said, and the earth brought forth grass, and herb yielding seed after his kind, and the tree yielding fruit, whose seed was in itself after his kind. And I like those next words. It says, and God saw, and it was good. And down in verse number 18, and the Bible declares this, and says to rule over the day, speaking of the light. He said to rule over the day and the night, and to divide the light from the darkness. And God saw, and that it was good. At the end of verse 21, after He had made every living creature, and to thank God everything that was there, He said, and God saw that it was good. And verse number 25, the Bible says, after every living creature and his kind and his cattle, it said, and God saw that it was good. Amen. And the last verse in chapter 1, and God saw everything that He had made. And behold, boy, I like that. He said, it was very good. And the evening and the morning were the sixth day. And so we find that everything God made, and God then declares it to be good. There's nothing to compare it to. There was no predecessor. There was nothing before it.
It was just what God made. And boy, whenever God made anything, I want you to listen to me, friend. Anything that God ever has done, I can say it was good. Amen. But here's the message, Hebrews chapter number 1. If you know anything about Hebrews 1, the theme of that book is the Lord Jesus Christ. And not just the Lord Jesus Christ, but that He's better. Amen. He's a better Savior. He's a better sacrifice. It's a better sanctuary. We've got a better covenant. I've got a better country. And there's a better coming to come. Amen. Everything about it's better. It's a comparative term. But I want you to watch what your Bible says. I read you one verse and then I'll preach the message. Hebrews chapter 1, verse number 4. The Bible said, being made. And then I like these next words. He said, so much better. Hey, me listen, thank God. And so whenever it talks about Christ, and don't just say that He's better. I just say He was better than everything else. And Brother Cliff, that'd be good. But thank God, then it says He's much better. Well, how much better? Amen. I'd say this, thank God. He's infinitely better than anything that ever was before it. And if that's not enough, amen. He said, so much better. I want to preach on this salt tonight, if the Lord had helped me, for just a few minutes of time. Oh, He's better than I thought He was. Amen. He's better than I thought He was. I want to go on record and say today that man, the Lord, has been better than I thought He was. I could just stand back. Hey, listen, we ain't got the time. There's not enough ink in the world. There's not enough paper to be made. Have to tell you how much better that the Lord is to me. But I got to thinking about this. Brother Doug, if we had said it, I might say this. If we was doing comparative terms, if we was talking about Fords or Chevys, depending on which side you own, he'd say, man, that's a little better. Amen. And the price is a little better. And the horsepower is a little better. Whatever you might say. But friend, listen. When you start talking about the Lord, you can't just add a little bit and start talking about how much better He is. You got to jump straight to multiplication and start talking about how much better He is. Thank God, listen. I just give you a few thoughts. Maybe just by way of exhortation today, I've gotten to thinking about how much better He is. It depends on what kind of shape you're in. Amen. Oh, yes, listen, friend. I thought about, I wonder what He's worth. To somebody who had denied Him and to somebody who had deserted Him. But the Lord restored them back into fellowship. No doubt these folks here. Now look here, friend. I've been preaching for a pretty good spell now. I'm not ignorant to think everybody in this room's right with God. Amen. And they, some folks said right now, you've turned your back on the Lord. And although you're sitting in a pew, your heart's about 10,000 miles from the place where you're sitting. But I got good news. Amen. He's so much better. That no matter where you've been, thank God. So God, reach right down to where you're at. I pull you into Himself. That you'd be able to lift up your hands and say, man, He's better than I thought He was. I got thinking about this over in John chapter 21. You know the story, John 19. Peter denies the Lord. Thank God by fire 3 times. Stands on that place and he says, I don't know it. But then in John 21, on the other side of the shore, warming up by some coals of fire where some fish are, he looks down at him and he says, Peter, lovest thou me more than these? Amen. And he said, yea, Lord, how knowest I love thee? He said, feed my sheep. Amen. Boy, I'm telling you, thank God, I got to thinking about that, Keith. And I thought this fellow had turned his back on the Lord. I probably felt like he didn't deserve nothing. But the Lord said, feed my sheep. Thank God, that's plural. Amen. Feed my lambs. That's plural. I'm sure old Peter would have lifted up his hand and said, Lord, if you'd just let me take care of a couple. Have that be real good. But on the day of Pentecost, I thank God in Acts chapter 2, when Peter's standing up among the 11 begins to preach, and listen, you know how the story is. 3,000, I get saved by the grace of God. I'm sure Peter could lift up his hand and say, the Lord Jesus is 3,000 times better than I thought he was. Amen. I mean, not just a little bit. But thank God for it here. Let me say this to you. If you've ever been away from God, have been in that place where you've been cold and indifferent, done what you know and you ought not done, and you get to come in the house of God and the presence of God comes by your way one more time, and you ought to be able to lift up your hand and say, God is 3,000 times better than I thought he was. You remember, now listen, we get over things pretty quick, but I'll tell you what's a blessing. I remember getting in the, thank God, listen, hadn't been out of fellowship with the Lord, Brother Nathaniel, and all of a sudden you get that little red back hymn book up, and you turn to page 120, and you get to singing about, I heard an old story, and that wind from another country comes down, passes by your way, and God reminds you one more time, I thank God that he's still good. I could stand up right there and lift up my hands and say he's 3,000 times better than I thought he was. But oh, that's not all there is. What about if you was a doubter? I'm sure nobody in here's ever doubted much. Everybody in here's always been full of faith and the Holy Ghost. Hey, you ain't never wondered what God would do or what he wouldn't do. But for the rest of us, there's moments of doubt and times and seasons where instead of us believing that God to be a big God, our God turns into a little God. You ever doubted God? Then he comes by your way. And to chase, he just reassures you of what he's already said. I'll tell you what I found over there in the Bible in John chapter number 6, and when they're standing there and they're getting ready to feed some, and they ask him, the Lord says, what are we going to do about this right here, fellas? And old Andrew goes out and he brings a little boy and he says, here's a little lad. And he said, and that's all we got, and just a few fishes and just a couple of loaves, that's all we got, so we ain't got much. And thank God, listen, and they forgot who they had. Amen. I mean, they're so focused on what they didn't have. They was so focused on the crowd. They was so focused on the need that they forgot how good God was. And the Lord, now look here. I don't know how this thing works exactly, but if it was me and I was one of the disciples and he blessed it and he break it and he started handing out, if I started with you, Doug, I'd say, now don't you take too much. Amen. And now look here, we got 5,000. Hey, you just, that's enough. I don't know how it worked, but I do know this. Every time they reached back in that basket and they pulled it out, and the Bible said that everybody there ate and they was filled. And thank God, listen, nobody went home hungry that day. And the disciples, no doubt, have stand back, lift up their hands and say, man, he was 5,000 times better than I thought he was. I mean, I'm no matter, thank God for him. Listen, hey, when you stand in that place and you're doubting the Lord, and boy, the devil gets to whispering in your heart, but then the Holy Ghost comes by and he confirms what he said. And by the word of an almighty God, I'll assure you, he's 5,000 times better than you think he is. I mean, if that's all there is, that's pretty good. Y'all agree with that? If the Lord Jesus Christ was 5,000 times better than what you think he is, that'd be pretty good, wouldn't it? Don't you guess that's right? But what about, you ever been in that place where the devil's defrauded you of something that God's let you know you could have had, and the enemy's come in, he's tried to steal it away? And Brother Josh talking about joy this morning, I thought about how many folks that he's come and he stole their joy. If we're not careful, you get to looking around right now and he's just about got a whole generation in this country. Amen. He's stolen marriages, he's stolen moms and dads, he's stolen children. And there's no doubt there's not too many in this room and that ain't got somebody in your family, and that drugs or alcohol or divorce or homosexuality or adultery or fornication or some of those sins don't touch you in some way or another. And I got to thinking about old Adonijah. Adonijah tried to come in and steal the kingdom away from Solomon. But thank God Nathan shows up and he says, "You made a promise." And David stands on the throne and he said, "Adonijah's not it." He said, "But it's Solomon." And old Solomon gets to writing down in Song of Solomon at chapter 5, I think, verse 10. He said, "He's the chief amongst 10,000. And you know what he's saying, Benny? He's saying, "Thank God the Lord is 10,000 times better than I thought he was." Could you say that? 10,000 times better than you thought he was? Listen to me. Let me say this to you, friend. I got thinking about over in 2 Kings chapter number 19, I think it is. Let me back up. I got so many I could preach on. You ever been in that place where you've been just about discouraged to the point of quitting? Nobody's ever been like that. Just about ready to give up. Throw in the towel. Marker, praise God. Feel like I'm about to hit the nail on the head right there. About ready to just throw her down. I've got good news for you. Turn your Bible sometime 2nd or 1st Kings chapter 19. Amen. Find one of the choicest men of God by the name of Elijah. You know what he says over there? He says, "I only. I'm the only one left. I'm the only one doing anything for the Lord. I'm the only one trying. Everybody else done give up." And the Lord says, "Oh, no, Elijah." He said, "I'm 7,000 times better than you thought I was." He felt like he was the only one. He said, "I've got 7,000 knees and have not bowed, 7,000 times. Tongues that have not confessed Baal." And just because you don't know about them, thank God, that don't mean it ain't so. I promise you, when Elijah found that out, how could I go on record as saying this? That must mean that God is watching who's bowing and who's not. Amen. That must mean God's watching who's confessing and who ain't. But I'm going to tell you this, and whenever the smoke cleared and the dust settled, oh, Elijah said, "Man, he's 7,000 times better than I thought he was." You might get discouraged sometimes, but you'll find out one day he's 7,000 times better than you thought he was. Listen, that's pretty good. But what about old Hezekiah over there in 2 Kings chapter 19, I think it is. Somebody can go look that up and find out if that's right. Old Hezekiah gets over there and old Sennacherib's come down and he said, "Listen," he said, "we're about to overtake his place. And don't think you can trust on that bruised reed of Egypt. Don't think you can trust in God." He said, "Who's your God?" He said, "Have we already not came in and destroyed the gods of Hamath and Avad and Sepharvaim and all the rest?" And he said, "Who's your God?" He said, "He'll be just like the rest of them." You remember what old Hezekiah done whenever they wrote that letter to him, don't you? Old Hezekiah got that letter out and he brought it up to the house of God and he spread that little letter out right there and he said, "God of truth, have they destroyed every other god?" He said, "But they were not gods at all." He said, "They were works of men's hands, and they were wood and they were stone." He said, "But God, you alone are God." And the best I remember when you find that story, old Hezekiah lays down his head and goes to bed. And when he wakes up the next morning, and they look out the window, and thank God he's a bunch of soldiers from the other side, and they're all dead, David. And I don't know who done the counting, but old Hezekiah said, "Somebody needs to go count how many they are." And what you find out, he went 1, 2, skip a few, thank God, 185,000. Amen. And you know what old Hezekiah would have stepped back and said? And have said, "The Lord Jesus is 185,000 times better than I thought he was." That's pretty good. Smile at me on that. And some of you look miserable. I'm trying to tell you how happy the Lord is. Now that's pretty good math. But let me say this to you. For those that was lost on your way to hell, And then the mighty hand of God came down to where you was at. How much better is he than you thought he was? Anybody in here stand up and say he's worse than I thought he was? No, but I got a record. You're going to have to stay with me. Let me do just a little math here. Is that all right? Yeah. Revelation chapter 5. You can turn there in your Bible if you want to. I'm going to read it if I can. But I want you to get a hold of this. I don't want you to lose it. I want you to store it in your heart best you can. Oh, John the Revelator, he's on the Isle of Patmos. He's been discarded. He's been, all those things happened to him, no doubt. And the chapter 1, you find, and he records these words, and he said, "Ah, John." Felt like he's all by himself. But then he got in the Spirit on the Lord's day, and things changed, didn't it? Now watch this. All of a sudden, the Lord lets him see into heaven, Brother Mike. Really, he brings him there. Chapter 4, verse 1, he says, "Come up hither." Carries him by the Spirit into this place. And watch what your Bible says in Revelation chapter number 5, verse 11. He said, "And I beheld, and I heard the voice of many angels round about the throne, the beasts and the elders." He said, "The number of them was 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands and thousands." Now, my mind can't comprehend all that, and yours probably can't either. You know how much 10,000 is times 10,000? That's 100 million. Now, if we stop this story right here, Hadley, and we said the Lord is 100 million times better than we thought he was, that'd be pretty impressive.
Yeah.
But then he says, "In thousands and thousands." Now, Clark, I ain't got it just figured out how I calculate that, but I'm going to tell you how I calculated it. If I multiply 1,000 times 1,000, Jesse, you know what that is? That's 1,000,000. And if I multiply 1,000,000 times 100 million, you know how much that is? That's 100 trillion. Now hold on to your hats, neighbor. One day we'll get to heaven and we'll see the Lord Jesus Christ. And we'll say he's 100 trillion times better than I thought he was. Now I have to be able to quantify this number for you. So you got to get in your mind. You know how long it'd take you if we were to start right now? And I say count round the clock and don't never stop. Know how long it'd take you to get to 1,000,000,000,000?
Amen.
To 1,000,000,000,000. Have any idea? No, me either. I got to thinking, I thought it'd probably take me the rest. I mean, I know now. But I thought it'd probably take me the rest of my life. Counting to 1,000,000,000,000. And Rodney, I Googled this because that's what we do. I typed in, how long would it take you to count to 1,000,000,000,000? And it said, if you never stopped, you never took a breath, you counted round the clock all day, every day, it would take you 31,688 years to count to 1,000,000,000,000. So to count to 100,000,000,000,000 would take you 3,168,800 years just to step back and say, wow. Wow. You're that much better than I thought you was. And that's just to count them. That ain't even to thank him for them. That ain't even to talk about it. But these folks that they feel like, man, the Lord's not as good as you say he is, I'm telling you, in the light of eternity, you'll step back and you'll say, man, the Lord Jesus is 100,000,000,000,000 times better to me in this life and in the life to come than I thought he was going to be. Now, I'd ask you this, why in the world, you know how much better this world is to you than what you deserve? Not none. zero. Multiply everything they've got. Callie, everything. Multiply everything the world's got to offer you. Multiply all the riches. Multiply all the power. Multiply all the notoriety. And it's already been calculated for you in the book of Philippians chapter 3 when the Apostle Paul said, it ain't nothing but dung. Amen. Amen. And then compare it to Christ. And you'll say, man, he's better than I thought he was. Yeah. You're standing in that place, lost, and you don't know the Lord. And I'm telling you, he's better than anybody in this church could ever tell you about. And these folks here that are out of fellowship with God, you say, brother, you don't know where I'm at. And I'm telling you, on the banks of eternity, you'll look back over your life in your circumstances right now and say he's 100 trillion times better than I thought he was. I've cleared my heart. Let's stand to our feet. I wonder where you're at this morning. Whoever's going to get a song, come sing. Brother Donnie, Alyssa, come play.